NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Warsha in studio.
Howdy.
Hello, hey. Two of you guys.
Yeah, there's two of us. There's three more. Oscar, it's his son's first birthday today.
Oh,
so we're going straight
lovely.
There afterwards. And Vince, the guitarist, will be there. And Mason is...
He's just gone to Whanganui to film a music video with the Nine Eye Express, which is another band that he plays in.
Well, who are you guys?
My name's Mike.
And I'm Ricky.
And what do you play in the band?
I play guitar.
I play bass guitar and backing vocals.
Ah, very cool. Well, we're talking about Enjoy. Would you say it's an album or EP? Because it's like a seven-track.
I don't know. Yeah, it's an album. It's not physical, so...
Yeah.
I feel like the whole idea of like an album... came about from like the restrictions of the time limit of the physical format.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
it's just a short album.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's a selection
true.
Of songs.
Yeah. Some people say like if something's over 30 minutes, but anyone, it's subjective.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. I've seen albums that are 12 songs long, but it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, true. Well, anyways, let's talk about Rose Garden, the first track that we're talking about
Rose
today.
Garden.
Is that do you know much about that song?
Damn.
Oh yeah, it's one of the ones I have to start and I always forget how it
starts. Probably, I think it was one of the first songs that we wrote actually.
Yeah, it was pretty early
probably
on.
Probably almost a year ago now. We've been a band for a year, but we only just played our first show last night.
How did that go?
It was sweet.
It was really
very
good.
Cool.
I think we did pretty well, but we should have because we've had enough practice.
Yeah.
A whole year's worth of practice.
Yeah,
we're
well,
a debut.
Yeah, a lot of just jamming and fucking around and watching episodes of What I Lie to You on YouTube.
I don't think I've seen any of those. Are they any good?
A really good English panel show. It's very funny.
I'll check those out.
It's like Rob Brydon and David Mitchell.
Or shall we have a listen to Rose Garden by Warsha? That was Rose Garden by Warsha. We're just talking about, I guess you guys were talking about how when you were making this album. It all seems like a bit of a haze quoting that.
Well, yeah, we have a space on Queen Street where we pay to have it for a bunch of hours every Tuesday, regardless of whether or not we turn up. So we generally turn up.
Yeah, if somebody can't come, we'll just go anyway and hang out and try and do some recording or something. But every Tuesday for the last year, so like we worked out, well, I mean, it's like 52 times we've been in that space, just like hanging out, talking shit, jamming. So yeah, I think the song you're going to play next, Melt, that was the result of just like jamming for ages and recording everything and then trawling through everything. And yeah, Melt was one of the songs.
Finding some nuggets.
There's a couple of nuggies in there. yeah. And
it's probably like the moodiest.
Yeah, it's probably the most somber song that we have. Yeah, it's kind of shoegazy. It's a little bit different to all the other stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit of a weird
check it out, it's Melt. It's cool.
Cool, let's listen to Melt by Water.
What are you doing? You've been in there since 1 o'clock.
Mum, get out.
What are you... Oh, my God, Glenn, you're completely soaked in gin.
Mum, It's just music.
God, you're dripping eclectic tunes and handpicked vinyl everywhere. Do you even know what genres you've been trying?
Mum, it's genre free.
Sweet Jesus. Come on, into the shower. You're sweating music everywhere.
The Tuesday 1 to 4 show with Jen. 3 hours of genre-free musical exploration for your Tuesday afternoon. Right here on 95BFM. Sit back, open your ears, and let it all soak in.
Before the break there, we heard Melt by Water. The next track is Country Calls from Enjoy.
Country Calls. That was, yeah, it's, shit, it's all a haze because, like, you just... You go there for like 6 hours and you just play and play and then you hit the wall and everybody crashes and we're all just kind of sitting there staring into like the middle distance and then you just keep pushing through and then you come up with something that's quite nice and yeah. I think that's kind of how this came about.
This is one of those songs where the audience sways their hands.
Oh yeah?
Maybe put the lighters up.
We've got a music video that was made by Frey, can't remember the rest of
his name. Our friend Frey McCann made a music video for this song during his bus trip down around K Road. So he was on the new double-decker buses and he did one take on the top level of the double-decker bus and then another take on the bottom level and then kind of spliced them together and made like a nice little ambient music video for this song. It's on YouTube, yeah. Check it out.
Heavily inspired by Take That, the song.
So did he ride the bus twice?
Yes. I think it was like 2 days.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if it was the
one
same
day. And then the next day.
That's like $20 on the bus. That's
I think it was on his way to work, so he was killing
two birds with one stone. His company. We've reimbursed him, don't
that's
worry.
That's good, Jess. That's good. Otherwise, who else would want to make videos if they're not getting it reimbursed for transport costs?
For real.
Right?
Amen. Anyway. Amen.
Country Calls by Water.
Thank you.
Magic Calls by Water. I've got one last track to talk about, which is Cans.
Cans was Mike started playing a bass line.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty groovy. And I started noodling along and everybody joined in. And it was done really, really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty immediate. Like the version that you hear is pretty much what it sounded like on the night.
It was just kind of like a big long jam that we kind of just whittled down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You can't play it over and over and over for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of just all these like little noodly like guitar lines like twisting around each other.
Yeah. Over top of the weaving bass line.
Yes.
Very nice. And are you guys playing any shows in the near future?
Yeah, December 8th at Golden Dawn. We'll be playing a gig. We're still confirming who's going to support. I think it's Thousand Island.
We've got a few ideas up our sleeves for the supports. But
old mate Ben from Tone Exchange.
We just need to make sure that everybody can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're hoping to get Thousand Island. And
we should know this information before we come in here.
But just December 8th.
Yes,
right?
December
8th. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And for those.
Thanks for having us.
It was a very nice time. Having some water in the studio.
Hey.
well, for the listeners, you can find them at enjoywater.bandcamp.com. It does take a little while to find. If you Google water Bandcamp, it's very hard.
It's impossible pretty much to find us online without just going straight to the Bandcamp or straight to the Facebook page, which I don't. Is it? Water the Sound?
Yeah, I think it's Water the Sound.
You can just search Water on Facebook and find us.
If you search Water the Sound, you should. Be all good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, everyone. This is Thank Cans you. By Water. And thanks to Mike and Ricky coming in.
Hey,
thanks
thank
to
you.
Jess Fu for having us.
Oh, anytime.
What an angel.
Down.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.